As of today, there will no longer be any parking at the Webster Block as some of the preliminaries begin at the eventual site of the Harbor Center. And that's one of the topics as we get in today's Press Pass with Jim Fink of Business First. But first, we take a look at the decision-making process that led to the city awarding those development rights to the Webster Block to the Buffalo Sabres rather than to Carlo Palladino.
I think Buffalo was very transparent about it, the Brown administration. They had both parties in repeatedly for meetings. They gave them time to tweak their respective proposals at certain points. Nobody can complain about the process because they were open, as I said, they were transparent. And I thought, in the perfect world, you would have loved to figure out a way to mesh Carl and the Sabres together, but it didn't happen, and we're moving forward. It's a good project, very good project.
What about moving forward in terms of the downtown casino? Just recently we're hearing a lot of rumblings out of the Common Council about trying to put a halt to the whole agreement between the city and the Seneca Nation. Michael Licurdo, the Delaware District Council member, being the main spokesman for this, but he most certainly found a lot of supporters in his grievances. What about that?
A couple things. The Senecas are building their permanent casino. They're planning on it opening about this time next year. That is moving forward. And let me say, this is strictly my opinion. Casinos, especially Indian-run casinos, it's a very black and white issue. You're either comfortable with it, you're not comfortable with it. Very clearly, the Delaware District Councilman, Michael Licurdo, is not comfortable with it. He has some supporters, people like Joel Rose and Sam McGavern. I get that. No matter what you say, they are not going to, they're never going to be for casino gaming in Western New York, especially in downtown Buffalo. They're, again, it's a black and white issue. There's really no middle ground. You're either for it or against it. They're looking for anything they can to try to stop this casino. That's their opinion. You got to respect it. But it's, at the same time, it's a question I've asked. If that casino isn't there, what would you do with that 9.5 acres? What would you do that would create $130 million of private sector investment? What would you do that would create several hundred new jobs? What would you do that would create an attraction that would draw us right now 700,000 people a year? Once the new casino's up, probably more than 1 million people a year.
Since you brought that up, one of Mr. Licurdo's complaints was that it is not being marketed as a tourist destination to expectations. Do you agree with that?
I think right now with that Quonset hunt temporary operation, you can't market it. I mean, it would be an embarrassment. You know, come to the Buffalo Casino and you see this little blue shack with these, some slot machines in it. It's too early to market it. When the new casino's open, you know they're going to market it, and they're going to market it aggressively. Yeah, you're right. They haven't marketed it because they don't have anything to market right now. They will in a year.
Next year, at this time, actually, we'll be wrapping up the baseball season with a new parent club for the Buffalo Bisons. It's going to be the Toronto Blue Jays.
Unfortunately, the Mets on paper looked like a good affiliation. In reality, it didn't quite work out. Four very bad losing seasons. There's a natural synergy to the Blue Jays-Bisons connection, and actually, it sort of transcends baseball. It is symbolic, very much so, of this unique bind, these ties that bind Buffalo and Toronto, the Golden Horseshoe, as it were. This is just yet another example. You got the Bills playing one game a year at the Rogers Centre. You got as much as 20% of their season ticket base coming from Southern Ontario now. The Sabres have 15-20% of their season ticket base from Southern Ontario. Buffalo Niagara International Airport, 40% of their outbound passengers come from Southern Ontario. You go to any shopping center on a weekend, and the vast majority of people there are from Canada. That whole Southern Ontario area is roughly 9 million people. That's a huge economic opportunity. We're not capitalizing on it as much as we should. It's a shame. We need to do a better job of tapping into the Southern Ontario market for a lot of things, whether it's sports, whether it's visitors, whether it's businesses. Earlier this year, the Erie County Industrial Development Agency gave a handsome incentive package to this company, Welded Tube, who's going to be investing $50 million to create a steel plant on a portion of the Bethlehem Steel property. You know, that's how we can take parlay Southern Ontario and make it a benefit for Western New York.
Jim Fink from Business First with us on this week's Press Pass. As always, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. We'll see you next month.